or Ali C today.
Me to tell you how much this means to me. All right, you guys, I've lived to this place. I've lived to people like you guys and girls, the kids that were victims or anything, whatever they want to say. I think we all owe the same prayer for them because, you know, it was tough life when people do certain things to you.
84-year-old Coach Joe Paterno, a legend. Iconic presence at Penn State, fighting for his job, getting support from the kids, but support is eroding for him from the Penn State Board of Trustees. They matter. Why? If you haven't heard, it's about the sex abuse scandal, shocking stuff, and possible cover-up, all centering around one of his best buddies, a former assistant and one-time heir to the throne of Paterno, Jerry Sandusky, who is out on bail and might have sexually molested, sodomized, did all kinds of acts with 17 potential victims, and more are said to be coming out of the woodwork. It is shocking, it is sickening, and some of this might have been prevented. Already here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, my mailbag overfloweth, so we will check the mail coming up this hour. John in Austin says, no way, Kate, I normally agree with you. Joe Pa ain't gonna go. I think he's gonna have a hard time hanging on this time. And you heard him say there, I've lived for this place, I've lived for people like you guys and girls, but if he's in the middle of a cover-up, and so it seems, here's the key to all of what Joe Paterno knew or didn't know. There was an eyewitness to what was going on. His name is Mike McQueary. He is currently the receivers coach for Penn State, but at the time, back in 2002, he was a graduate assistant. Picture the horror of this, guys. I'm telling you. Be honest about this. Imagine if you walked in on this. And you're at your university where you just can't get enough of Penn State. You can't believe you're a graduate assistant there with a chance to move up into the football program, all that kind of stuff. So there you are. You're at the complex. And what do you walk in on in the showers at the football complex? That's pretty risky, I would say. Anyway, Jerry Sandusky allegedly sodomizing a 10-year-old boy right before your eyes. You accidentally trip onto it. So what do? You're panicked? You go to the coach, Joe Pa. You tell him what you saw. The next day, you tell him what you saw. Then, supposedly, as the story goes, the coach notifies two other people in the university. And the university president is also notified. Well, the two people that were told have already been charged. They were indicted, the athletic director, Tim Curley, and the vice president of Penn State, Gary Schultz. What happens ultimately to the higher-ups, like the PSU president, Graham Spanier, and the legendary coach, is yet to be seen by this board of trustees. We don't know at this point. If the story I just told you is verified, which I believe McQueary will do, how can they possibly keep those two men in place? And you think of Penn State, Paterno, $1 million every year from this school. He's been the head guy. It's not about the money. He's been the head guy for 46 years, more than six decades, a couple of national titles, a powerhouse Division I club. And you know what's interesting is this is a program that has avoided all kinds of run-ins with the NCAA. Millions of dollars every year comes in from attendance and television and sponsorships, all of that. You're talking about old school. You're talking the white and the blue unis. I can't tell you how many times that I've been to that Happy Valley campus. I went to Ohio University, and I was thrilled that I did, but Originally, I really wanted to go to Penn State, but you can't get onto the main campus. You have to go into a satellite facility. And speaking of a satellite facility, Jerry Sandusky, the guy who could have become the head coach at Penn State and was thought to be that guy at one point, would go to some of those satellite campuses, and he would hold football camps for young boys. He also had an office at the Lions complex on the main campus. Sandusky, who's 67 years old, spent three decades on the Penn State staff before he retired in 1999. But he was at the school. He used the athletic facilities. There the story is, 2002, the showers. Prosecutors allege he molested several of the boys. Ready for this? Here's the real shocker. As recently as 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Oh, it gets worse. And if you haven't heard this, he started working with at-risk young guys when he founded the Second Mile charity back in 1977. That is a charity that raises and spends millions of dollars every year for the programs. It's a very well-known charity. What happens to that afterwards, who knows? But to me, this is how he funneled in some of these kids and what he did, and we'll see is that all, I'm sure, will come out now. He's out on bail, by the way, $100,000 bail. And I think there are a lot of stones that are going to be turned over on this one. Joe Pa might not be long in his role as the Penn State head coach. So wherever he ends, which could be right now, with the last win of his life, he was at 409 wins. That may be it for Joe Paterno. Should Joe Pa have to go? Unquestionably, I can't understand how anyone would defend it, especially with the story that I just told you. The breadcrumbs lead through Paterno's office, and then he continued to befriend Sandusky, and nothing happened. Because certainly, if you take that in itself, that somebody witnessed that, that's a criminal act. Forget all the other things. Just that alone would knock him into jail. 800-259-5791. I always say that on this show we talk about all kinds of things. A lot of it centers around politics and what's going on in our lives and the buzz in our own neighborhoods and the commonality that we all have with some of these things. Now, the horror, the nightmare of this, can anyone imagine? And being McQuarrie, he had to be shaky after that because, like I said, he's living the dream. I'm living the dream. I'm working my way up through this storied franchise, Penn State. Unfortunately, I walk into the showers at the wrong time. Or you could turn that around and say, fortunately, and I save other kids. But instead, if these prosecutors are right and there was all that molesting was going on in between, that could have been stopped. At least in 2002. This is 2011. How many more people suffered because a blind eye was turned? Oh, ridiculous. Coming up on the flip side, Kane. The latest is he actually decided to address some of the allegations. That's next. Plus your thoughts if you want to throw them in here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Just a little over 2 months, New Hampshire holds the first primary for the Republicans, and it's a big stop. It always has been a big stop. And from there, the other primaries and caucuses unfold. Herman Cain says he's going to be there for sure, and in fact, he's denying any of the sexual harassment allegations in his own words.
The charges and the accusations I absolutely reject. They simply didn't happen. These anonymous allegations are false, and now the Democrat machine in America has brought forth a troubled woman to make false accusations. As far as these accusations causing me to back off and maybe withdraw from this presidential primary race, ain't gonna happen. I have never acted inappropriately with anyone. Period.
Well, what's interesting is there's a big Republican debate, yet another one, in Michigan. This one really centering around economic issues, money, money, money. CNBC is doing it, and it's like I said, in Motown. Everyone's going to be there. But this is sort of it is absolutely squarely looming everybody in the face. And all the other candidates have been asked about Cain and his troubles. This was Rick Perry's take.
I've been focused on my business and haven't paid a lot of attention And I'm sure that campaign will appropriately address them.
All right, so he kind of just bowed around it. He kind of took the end around there, which makes sense. Mitt Romney said they were disturbing what he heard. Mitt Romney is tied with Kaine in a lot of the polls. And I don't know if this, it seems almost unavoidable. Not if I'm with CNBC, even though the focus is money, it seems unavoidable not to say something about it. So will they just focus on it, or will they just get it out in the beginning? And if there's a comment there, does anybody else on the stage comment? I don't know. It's kind of a weird time for that, because it's only been a week and a couple of days. One of the things that Kaine said, and you heard him say, it's the Democratic machine that's pushing this forward, because there have been some strange things that have come out with some of the people, and most of them are anonymous. But the one woman who stood before the microphones, Sharon Bilecki, she talked about, if I'm saying her name right, she talked about the fact that he put his hand up her skirt and pushed his face down, to push her face down to his lap and all that kind of stuff. He says that's patently false and that there's no way that that's true at all and it has no basis whatsoever. And she's put herself in the public spotlight by making these allegations and all that sort of stuff, and that she's taken a different track than he has in her life, and she is backed by the longtime Democrat donor Gloria Allred and all that kind of stuff. And the fact is that there's a news release rather that lists six lawsuits where it alleges that this woman has been a defendant. And it also mentioned that she was sued in a paternity thing, and of course she filed for bankruptcy. Now the bankruptcy thing, I say who cares? There's no smoking gun there to me. And the other thing I think was really more about a divorce because she has a son. The bigger question is there some weird ties, seriously, that pulled her out of nowhere into the spotlight? She says her son said you should go forward. He's 13 years old, and say what you know about the guy. Just say. So now they're trying to discredit her. Is it true? Is it false? You know, this is the he said, she said, and the back and forth between the two of them and other people as well, including some of the others that are anonymous for now. But who knows? Maybe they come out and say something. Now, she did work for the National Restaurant Association. We talked about that before. And that was when he was the CEO. It was in the late 90s. There were two other women. We already know the story that were paid to quit their jobs after making formal complaints. And then there was the identity of one, Karen Krushauer, who was revealed by some website on Tuesday. So maybe the other, that's what I said, maybe the other names come out too. And here we go. There's, you know, his news conference. He held it. You heard what he said, that he's not going to quit and that it's a Democratic machine that's pushing this forward, all that kind of stuff. Our own Roger Madden had his own spin on Kaine and his problems.
Every mother teaches her children that the world is a mean and vengeful place. During these last 7 days, this lesson has not been lost on Herman Kaine, candidate for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Yesterday, at a news conference wherein one Sharon Bialik, a discharged employee of National Restaurant Association nearly 16 years ago, when Mr. Kaine was then CEO of the company, revealed that she was sexually assaulted by Mr. Kaine while in a parked car. This revelation was made within the context of other so far unproven and anonymous charges made throughout the prior week, but having to do with sexual harassment, not sexual assault. There are two types of sexual harassment, quid pro quo and hostile environment. It seems that the sexual harassment charges filed against Mr. Kaine involve something more in line with hostile environment. In order for a hostile environment harassment claim to succeed, the conduct, sexual advances, or hostile behavior must be unwelcome, based on gender, and severe or pervasive enough to create an abusive work environment as judged by a reasonable person. I take the liberty in perhaps being a bit of a bore in explaining this because it does have a bearing on how this new charge by Ms. Bailick should be evaluated. At the time the alleged sexual assault occurred, Ms. Bailick was no longer an employee of National Restaurant Association and therefore was outside the legal definition of sexual harassment. Therefore, what we are dealing with is an alleged sexual assault, which, I might add, happened 16 long years ago. The American people know that Mr. Kane is not running for county sheriff and that there are a lot of national political interests riding on his candidacy, for and against. These are times when a grown man, even in his 60s, would like to talk to his mother. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, I think Kane's in it. He's tough. He doesn't care. He's at the point, and he has that attitude of, I'm going to stick in this. I'm here. This is what has happened, and none of this is true, so I'm hanging around. I'm not going to bow out of this thing. And I believe he is going to be there until the numbers dwindle, and maybe they don't, because support is pouring in for him in a lot of different places. Even certain movie stars are coming out and saying they really like him, like Clint Eastwood is saying, I'm a big fan of this guy. I like this guy. He's a business guy. He's not touched by the politics that are killing us. He said, I love Kane's story. He came from nowhere. He did well against heavy odds. He's a doer, straight talker. I don't see enough of them from either party. So does that still hold up? Does that hold up with the Clint Eastwoods and the others as he continues to move along? Let's go to Al in Canada. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi. Now, Herman Kane wants to impose heavy tariffs on imports from China, doesn't he?
He does want to do that, yes.
Yeah, so I mean that's one good thing. Until China starts to quit fooling around with its currency value, devaluing its currency, and imposes and plays by the same rules. It's like two NFL teams where one team has to make 5 yards to make a first down and the other team has to make 10 yards to make a first down. I don't think the fans would go for that, would they? China's playing by a whole different set of rules than America.
Oh, absolutely. And no kidding. I mean, we talk about that all the time with what they're doing, as you said, with the currency.
And with labor laws.
Absolutely. It's absolutely killing the U.S.
Yeah. And also, Hillary Clinton keeps on calling Western Canadian oil dirty oil. What does her limousine run on, or her airplane? Do they run on moon? Do her limousines and jet airplanes that she flies all over the world on, do they run on moonbeams and fairy dust? You know, if she's going to sail across the Atlantic or the Pacific on a sailing ship powered by wind or ride around Washington, D.C. on a bicycle, then she should quit calling it. You know, and a couple hours ago, Kate, planet Earth was almost hit by a giant hemorrhoid or asteroid. Whatever that's called, a meteor or an asteroid or something like that. And that's what wiped out the dinosaurs, right? A giant asteroid.
Yep.
And that's where we got our oil from. So all of these protesters in front of the White House, I heard one protester in front of the White House, he said, if we burn all of that oil from Western Canada, the world will be destroyed. It will destroy the planet.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the debate over the Keystone, thanks Al, pipeline, I think it's going to hang around for a while. And you got the union people who are saying it's ridiculous, let's go with the pipeline, it's fine. Yeah, the environmentalists who say, forget about it, as Al was talking about, dirty water. And it's nothing's going to happen right away on this thing. Nothing. We're going to the mailbag next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
When you react, and you do it so well on all kinds of things, the mailbag is always full. I think the entire time I've done this show, maybe five times, and usually it's because of holidays, I didn't get any emails, but usually it's clogged up. I got the red line going, which means I have to go through the red line, the emails. Otherwise, you know what happens? You can't get into them. You get locked out. How many emails do you have floating around? Come on, people. You can relate, can't you? I'm sure Matt, what do you have? 1,000 in your inbox? How many do you have?
Something like that.
1,000.
Might be closer to 2,000 now that I think about it.
Oh, that's terrible. You're never going to clean that out. You're not going to go. See, this is what happens. You're supposed to organize them into files for all of you accountant types and analytical types. You probably have everything all organized. For the rest of us, our email is all over the place. So, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Jane, who says, give me a break with that idiot John that you said sent you a note saying that Joe Pot ain't gonna go. I hope Joe Pa goes and then the rest of the lot goes with him. It's ridiculous that they knew it was happening and they covered it up. How many more boys, as you said, Kate, were molested thanks to Jerry Sandusky being given a free pass? It's just flat out wrong is what it is. Yep, flat out wrong. I don't see how they're able to not get rid of Joe Paterno because you know what the school cares about. When you start to bleed and the support erodes and it's all about the Board of Trustees, they can't have this. They don't want this dinging the university. Already it's a big sting to them. And they're going to clear the decks. I cannot imagine they wouldn't. And then there would be so much pressure over it unless there's something that we don't know. But if clearly Paterno was notified, just like the two other coaches, the athletic director and the VP, who have already gotten indicted and are out on bail, I don't see how Joe Paterno isn't gone as a result of this. It doesn't matter what the young girls and boys are doing around his house, chanting his name and all that stuff. I think the 84-year-old is done. Let's move to another one. This one is from Jimmy listening in Vermont. Hey, Kate, longtime listener on WVMT. I love it when you mention Charlie and Ernie. I bet you they'll be talking about this one. I'll be listening, and you've been talking about it. Joe Paterno, it's just outrageous. It's like the Catholic Church. Geez, you would think Penn State wouldn't want to be compared with that religious institution. Yeah, Paterno and the rest of the gang, they've got this fierce loyalty, but it's the fierce loyalty in the wrong spot. If any of us were faced with this circumstance, and I hope nobody would be faced with this that's listening to me, because it would be sickening, it would be sad, it would be disheartening. I mean, I can think of a million emotions that would run through your mind. You're a man, you're a graduate student, you go to the showers and you see this. You see a 10-year-old boy allegedly being sodomized by this revered coach, Jerry Sandusky, who could have taken over for Joe Paterno in the showers at the football complex. Yeah. And this Mike McQueary, he's the receivers coach for them. He was a graduate assistant. And if he goes the next day, he tells Paterno. Paterno notifies everybody else. And then that's it. And they don't, you know, the two have been charged with perjury and failure to report the incident to authorities because by state law you're supposed to do that. They didn't do that. So the problem is no matter what, in the court of public opinion with Penn State, it's horrific, all of the stuff that's coming out. Now, what McQueary's account was, apparently, the McQueary's had a pretty graphic account to the state grand jury. That's why they were able to come up with these indictments. So he was pretty clear on what happened. And, I mean, these kids are, they're victims. How many victims? We don't know how many victims. And think of how sick and twisted that is, that Sandusky, who had this reputation among football people, at the same time was living a dual life and had this at-risk foundation, the Second Mile Charity, where he was trolling for victims. I mean, that's what he was doing. Because that's how he met these boys. And they go into this looking for help. I mean, that's the whole idea. Whoo, we're going to help you, get you off the street, make you feel like you're part of something. And then that's what's going on. Oh, for shame. For shame. Let's go to another one. This is from Patrick, who says this. I've been listening to all this Kane stuff. Oh, and frankly, I am caned out, Kate. It is ridiculous, isn't it? I wonder how many more people are going to come out of the woodwork. I'm not really even sure where I stand on all of this stuff because you hear one thing, then you hear another thing. It's so typical, isn't it? It's like the old song, Dirty Laundry. I think Herman Cain stays in this. The question is, would he really be the last man standing for the Republicans? Well, you know what's interesting? The latest thing that's going to happen, they've got on Wednesday they have the debate, but now there's talk because of some of the reaction, because of the fact that Herman Cain is still doing okay in the polls and people are supporting it, the people who have come forward about complaints about Cain, now they're talking about having a joint news conference. Okay, well then there's going to be a couple of us if you don't believe this or there's some doubt here, especially since Cain called a news conference in Arizona and he addressed the allegations, some of the new ones that have come up since the initial Politico article was pumped out there last Sunday. And, you know, well, now it's been over a week and a half. Since that, some other things have happened, and Sharon Bialik, the Chicago woman who says she was groped by Cain when she met with him in 1997 to ask for help in finding a job, he said she was a troubled woman and that she was put there by the Democratic machine. And now there's Karen Krushar, who was first going to be anonymous, and her name was revealed somewhere. So now she's also, and she works as a communication director in a Treasury Department Inspector's General Office. She was with the National Restaurant Association. After she complained of harassment, she got $45,000 from the group. So now they're talking about having a joint news conference. I don't know how many people will be there and what they'll say, but this is not going to just die on the vine. It's not going to go away. And especially if more people come out, and you know, then you get into the affidavits and who said what and all that kind of stuff. And there's so many things happening. There's so many things that are going on, even in Washington right now. And in the next year, heading into the next year, they're so vital to all of us that affect us, frankly, affect our wallets, affect your children, affect your future grandchildren or grandchildren you have right now. Things that are of serious importance as we watch what happens to currency. You know, it scares me to death to think of this, but the quantitative easing nonsense, all the printing money with no end in sight, you know what's going to happen one day? They're going to come in, the government, and say, we're going to have a new form of currency, and it could be whatever. We're going to give you a chip for every $100,000 you have in the bank or whatever it is. But I wouldn't be shocked in my lifetime, depending on how long I live, if we see some kind of a change in currency. And then we'll see how people react to that. We have problems with, you know, we're talking about hitting the 7 billion mark with the population. Are we prepared for what happens with electricity? Are we prepared for water shortages? I can give you a myriad of things to be concerned about that are not the focus because of what's happened here. Here's another one. This comes to us from Jake, who says, Kate, how about the rock that went past the Earth? They say it was one of the biggest asteroids in a very long time. Alan Canada made mention of that. And the thing that I read is that the asteroid was the biggest in like 35 years. And the closest approach to Earth, they say, was at 202,000 miles. And it happened at almost 6:30 Eastern time, 6:30 in the evening Eastern time. And that's just inside the moon's orbit, the average distance between Earth and the moon is 239,000 miles. That's kind of scary if you think about it, right? And it would have been fun to see that. It would have been cool to be able to look and see that. And people were watching, certainly. Scientists at NASA's Deep Science Network, that's what they call it, in the desert in California, have tracked the asteroid since last week. And as it approached from the direction of the sun, you know, there's so many things that are floating out there. Every time I see one of these Hollywood movies about asteroids or things smashing into the Earth and what it would do, if an asteroid the size that they're talking about would hit the planet, they say the impact would carve a crater 4 miles across and 1,700 feet deep. If it slammed into the ocean, it would trigger 70-foot-high tsunami waves. Ugh. And everybody knows what an asteroid is, right? Raise your hand if you know what an asteroid is. I go back to Mr. Mascola's class in fifth grade. Leftovers! Yep, from the solar system. And we're talking about leftovers from 4 billion plus years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, there's different takes on specifics of asteroids, but periodic through the atmosphere as meteorites. Yep. Hang with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Yep. He tweeted, be inspired. His last tweet, Mr. Hip Hop, really more rappy, but hip hop rappy combined. He was a hit maker, and he collapsed outside of his Beverly Hills home after a shopping trip. Couldn't breathe. They took him to a nearby hospital. He died. He was 44 years old. Yep, Heavy D. And they say that they didn't find any signs of any kind of foul play. They think it was just medically related. And Heavy D was a Jamaican-born guy who grew up in New York. And he was a big star in the late 80s and early 90s. Think of, you know, his crew. Heavy D and the Boys, probably remember some of that. And I think the first, if I'm right, I want to say his first album, the debut, was Living Large. And I never saw Heavy D. I mean, of course, I've seen clips of him and whatnot and know his music. But I never saw him in person, but I heard he put on really a good show. And he rapped with a guy that I really used to like, Notorious B.I.G. So, dead at the age of 44. If you want to throw in your thoughts about any of the stuff that we've been talking about along the way, it's been kind of a wild and woolly Tuesday, a lot of it having to do with crazy scandals. 800-259-5791. Jopa, how long do you think he has? What's the over-under that he doesn't make it through the week? I would say he's done by Friday. He does not go into the weekend game, does not coach the weekend game. Last weekend was his last game. And talk shows, sports talk shows, especially across the country, that's all anybody wants to talk about. They're having a very hard time getting off and talking about other things. Because, you know, in each area, whether you're Green Bay or Philadelphia or Chicago or San Francisco, sports talk, like news talk, is huge, the spoken word in our country. And I checked in with some of the guys and some of the sports talk shows. It's easy to do that, easy enough, and that's all that anybody's talking about. They're not talking so much about the Thursday night game or what's coming up in the NFL or the NBA. When is it going to be back? Any of that stuff. Most of the focus is on what's going on with Joe Paterno and the outrage over the cover-ups at Penn State. All right, this is amazing. When I was growing up, there was a family that had 14 kids. And I remember one time I got invited over to their house, and I had a chance to, see what that was like. And I thought it was so cool because they operated as a group. So I was invited over for breakfast, and nobody missed a beat. Like, they had loaves of bread, and they were making French toast and whatever. And it was just like there was only a couple of people in the family. I remember thinking this. I was in eighth grade. I remember thinking how smooth it was. Well, how would you like to be Jim Bob Duggar and get the news that you were going to have your 20th child, your wife was expecting? You know, they've got a reality show, I guess, called 19 Kids and Counting, which, thank God, they have that reality show, because how do you feed that many mouths? That is an incredibly large family, and they say they're excited. So she's 3.5 months along. She says she feels good. Their most recent child was born back in 2009. They say this is a miracle that here we go again, because the mother, Michelle Duggar, is 45 years old. He's 46 anyway. They're around the same age. But, wow. So another child. And they're the ages of the kids. Oh, the sounds. Oh, yes, the sound of the baby crying. You're expecting again. So they've got children. The oldest is 23. Their oldest child is 23. They have twins that are 21, and it goes on from there. And you go all the way down to 2 years old. I mean, that is just crazy. They have to continue on TLC. There's something about that. 20 kids. And I guess they know how to pull it off. 14, 20, what's the diff, huh? How many people out there can claim they know any families that have, you know, more than, let's say, double digits? Let's say, do you know any families that have double digits as far as brothers and sisters' kids are concerned? Very rare in the modern era that you have anyone that falls into that category, if nothing else, because of the economics of it, of having that many children. It comes back to the same thing. How do you you know, how do you provide for all of them? Although you could say, you know, with the age gaps, you have built-in babysitters, and if with that many kids, if they are kind of operating where they're helping each other with that kind of a system, that's probably what you have to do there. Matt, do you have any of your friends growing up or even now where they're in double digits? I bet you don't. I bet most of you can't claim that. Can't claim that you know somebody that has 10, 11, 12 even, but 20. Whew, 20 is a lot. And I said that there was other things that have been happening, too, that we've missed because of that normally we'd be all over, that we'd be talking about. Because of Herman Cain, because of Penn State, which is just such a big story, there are some other things that happened that I think are worth mentioning, including the fact that, you know, this was an election day for some, mostly issues. And one of the things that happened in Mississippi, they defeated a life at fertilization ballot proposition. This was getting a lot of play. The voters voted this down. What it would have declared is that life begins at fertilization. So think of where we're talking about, Mississippi. They were calling it the Personhood Initiative, and it was rejected by 55% of the voters, so far short of what they needed for it to be enacted. Now, if it had passed, then it was virtually assured of getting challenged because it would conflict with the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision from 73, but that didn't happen, and, of course, that's the right to the legal abortion deal. It didn't happen, so it died and could come back up again, and it divided a lot of medical people, a lot of religious communities, and caused some interesting conversation, a lot of interesting conversation in that state, because the measure would have made birth control, like the morning after pill or any of that kind of stuff, illegal in Mississippi. But it didn't happen. It went down 55%. But it brought up some interesting questions about life and about fertilization and eggs and all that kind of stuff. Then there was another one that was big in Ohio. Ohio voters rejected Republican-backed union limits. This is something that would have had some rippling effects in the state of Ohio. But the same thing, it didn't pass. So the unions had a collective sigh of relief. They were worried about it. It's collective bargaining law. And the new one was defeated after the union back campaign put firefighters and police officers and teachers against the Republicans. So it was a pretty big blow to the governor there, who's a Republican, who had this defeated pretty handily. It would have limited the bargaining abilities of 350,000 unionized public workers, with nearly 95% of the votes counted very late on Tuesday. 61% rejected the law, so that didn't happen either. Think about this. We'll be talking about a presidential election this time next year.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.